Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Speaking of long times ago in history.
Okay, all right, here we go.
And refer once again to Rock, who was, you were wondering what else could happen to the moon? We were all mooned out on historic events.
Right, we've been having super moons.
Not so fast.
How many super moons can we have?
We have a blue moon coming up this month.
We'll
have two
full
moons.
It's more than a blue moon. It's a super blue blood moon eclipse.
Man.
That's like a suicide at the theater now. You just put every soda in your cup. Yeah. That's everything that can happen to the moon on one night right there.
It's the first one in 150 years since 1866, so even more than that.
Every moon now is the first one in 150 years, but it's just...
Well, don't, you know, poo-poo the whole idea until you hear all the things that are going to happen.
There it is. There's the moon again.
You know what's going to happen? It'll be cloudy. Cloudy. Right. Oh, well. What am I going to do?
All right, there was a full moon on New Year's, beginning of the month.
Right.
That was the wolf moon.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Every moon has a name.
You're a moon expert, Rock.
Well, you it's remember always, that well.
That's on the internet a lot. That and hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. You've been doing it wrong your whole life.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so just before you get sidetracked.
A wolf moon. Why was it a wolf moon?
It was full moon of the cold part of the year, I think.
And that makes it a wolf moon.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Who names them these things? Who?
I don't know.
That from 100 years ago, 200 years ago?
Some bureau.
Okay.
Maybe it was the Indians. I don't know.
I just wonder, is that official or, you know?
Is it just, yeah. Well.
Is it recognized by all nations as a wolf moon?
So we had the wolf moon right. Beginning of the year, and it was right at the beginning of the month. And so the moon being on a 30-day.
I like that, a wolf moon. That sounds aggressive.
It does.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
We're going to have another full moon this month.
That makes
January
it
January 31st.
That makes,
so makes it a blue moon.
Blue moon. Two in one month.
It's also at its, apogee around the Earth. It's at its closest point in its elliptical orbit.
By 30,000 miles, right? It's 30,000 miles closer than its farthest point.
Makes it a super moon, right? When it's at its closest.
That's right. It makes it a super moon. So it's a blue super moon.
Mm-hmm. You can't get a blue until you have a wolf, though, right?
Well, wolf is just because
it's time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Could be a blue moon in July without being a wolf.
Is this a wolf moon? Because we're still in January.
Because we're done with that.
But we're still in January.
That was the last moon.
But we're in January.
It's a different moon now.
Come on, Bob.
I'm going to say it's a wolf moon.
No. You can't just
who gets
say
to say
it
it's
is.
Wrong? A guy who just disagrees?
Everybody.
Well, let's just say wolf moon is the full moon in January.
So it's a blue moon and a super moon, and you got a total lunar eclipse going on that moon, too, January 31st. Total lunar eclipse.
Really?
Blue moon. Super moon.
I thought you said blood moon in there somewhere.
Yeah, there was blood in there.
Yeah, super blue blood moon eclipse.
Well, what's the blood?
I just read the line here.
I think they're just piling on.
I think that has to do with the eclipse.
Hoping
maybe.
We'd forget.
Right, I think the eclipse
it bleeds
makes it
over, kind of.
So there's going to be an eclipse. We're going to be here on Earth, and I'll see the moon disappear.
Total lunar eclipse. That means Earth is in between the sun and
the
moon.
Yeah, lunar eclipse. Right. We block the sun on the moon this time. Rather than the moon blocking the sun coming here. Take that, moon!
Yeah, second full moon of the month, blue moon. It's its closest position there, making it a super moon. The seldom seen event will be visible in Western North America, Asia, Australia, and elsewhere across the Eastern Hemisphere.
And I understand...
So we won't get a dose of it here much.
And I understand hotels in the path of the lunar eclipse on the surface of the moon are already sold out. Can't even get a room now.
Mm-hmm. We should start putting packages together
for the moon.
Our super blue blood moon trip eclipse.
Yeah, some guy will call and want to fly.
That's
along with it.
That's the 31st. That'll happen.
The 31st.
All those things. Wow, what an exciting
time! So if
you're
in Western North America, Asia, Australia, or in the Eastern Hemisphere, you'll get a dose of that.
What an exciting time to be alive! I'll sleep through it.
Well.
probably.
What's the next moon going to be? Because you're going to talk about having to ramp things up.
Yeah.
The moon is really tap dancing its ass off right now.
Really marketing the heck out of the moon.
Well, we've got a blue moon going. It's at its closest point, and
people are getting tired of just a super moon. Let's...
You can.
What do we got? What else we got?
You can tell when it sweeps. The moon loads up.
Well, the moon is loading up at the end of the month, just so you know. Big time moon goings on.
They haven't used naked yet in the moon description.
Naked?
Or
maybe
virgin.
That's where they can go next.
Virgin, oh,
yes.
What works,
yes.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, throw that out there.
Yeah. Ooh, yet. I got to see that one.
it's the virgin super.
Hey, Charlie, you hear what the moon's doing?
Why? It's a virgin moon. What does that mean? Okay, so
he's virgin.
So on Wednesday the 31st, I really should put a note in my calendar to look up. Just look up at the moon.
Yeah.
Or I'll get here on.
Well, just so you can say, yeah, I saw it. Didn't see anything. But you won't see the eclipse part.
No, we're not in the right part of the world for that.
Well.
So being cheated a little bit. A lot, actually. Again.
Doesn't cost anything to look at it, so.
I'm telling you, it's going to be cloudy. It's always cloudy. And my whole life, whenever something with the sun or the moon is going up, it's cloudy. I missed it.
This is the last super moon in the super moon trilogy, apparently.
There's and then what, Spielberg's?
Three in a row. When
Spielberg's going to take some time off?
Yeah, I guess so. Or Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas.
Pass it off to Disney.
So you had full moons on December 3rd, January 1st, and then January 31st. So that's all while it's at its closest point to the Earth. It goes zinging away for a while.
I still enjoy the old urban myth, legend, whatever it was, lie, whatever you want to call it, about Pizza Hut putting their logo on the moon.
Yeah.
People literally believing it and going, what? You can't do well, can we stop them?
That's just some evil.
I don't want to look up and just see Pizza Hut on the moon. I would.
That should be like something a villain in an Austin Powers movie is going to do, you know?
Well, that's pretty close to Despicable Me where he steals the moon.
Yeah, shrinks it and steals it.
All right. Well, that is big news. I'm glad we got that in early. People have time to plan now.
Sure, get your cards out. What is this? Blue moon is a term used when there are two moons in a single calendar month.
Okay, I know that.
There's an older meaning which defines a blue moon as a third full moon in a season that has four full moons. A season that has four full moons.
So, summer. Really? Summer always has, doesn't it? Oh, no.
Okay. The Maine Farmer's Almanac defined a blue moon as an extra moon that occurred in a season. Okay, so it used to be you couldn't just get them in. They happen right usually about every 2 years, but here we go. One season, winter, spring, fall, or summer, typically has three full moons. Okay. Didn't know that. So there you go. That's the moon news. Got the mudslide covered. New TV game shows and the moon.
Safe for the family.
What's this? The study has bad news for male ibuprofen users.
Ibuprofen users? Wait a minute.
I'm
a male.
I've been eating a lot of those lately.
I take ibuprofen. I don't know if I'm in the a lot category. Well, tell me.
I hope you're not planning on having children, Bob.
That's it? I'm sterile? Okay,
may contribute
thanks.
To male infertility.
Oh, no.
Study says.
Okay, fine.
I knew they weren't really good for me, but I didn't know this was going to happen.
Anytime I take an aspirin or an ibuprofen or what does Tylenol have in it? Not ibuprofen because I go, well, take Tylenol. Don't take a leave.
something.
Or take a leave. Don't take time. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, this sounds worse, though.
Oh, boy.
Compensated hypogonadism.
Again?
Yeah.
Hypo what?
That sounds like it hurts.
Ibuprofen could hinder testosterone production by the testicles. A study found long-term use over-the-counter painkiller resulted in compensated hypogonadism.
Hypo, does that mean more, bigger? What is that?
A condition prevalent among elderly men and associated with reproductive and physical disorders.
Yeah, I'm an elderly guy. I'm fitting. I'm falling right into every category here.
Hypo is
above?
Below.
Below. Hypo, under the, okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah, hypodermic is yeah, below the skin.
Below the skin, right. Okay, hyper is above.
Yes.
Yeah, over the top. You're hyper. You're not, what are you, hypo? No, I'm hyper.
Hypogonadism.
Okay, so.
I'm surprised we haven't heard that at a.
Below testicles.
Pharmaceutical commercial.
Work that into the open.
Do you suffer from hypogonadism?
Well, first the doctor didn't take his glasses off.
Side effects may include urge to gamble, hypogonadism, and
an explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. Blurred vision. Wait, what was that second thing?
I can deal with the blurred vision, but hypogonadism.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds terrible. Right.
What is height? What is it? Do they have an explanation?
I'm trying to find it.
Get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Male hypogonadism. It's a condition in which the body doesn't produce enough testosterone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what, do I become more relaxed? If I don't have testosterone, that slows me down, right? That's what makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So it puts me in the rut, right?
You can be born with male hypogonadism.
You're called Alan Alda then. Easy going. James Taylor.
Sure.
Alan Alda.
That sounds terrible. you work hypo or gonad into something, and now they're both there.
Now
at
you
one.
Throw them both in.
Man. Yeah. Well, you're going to have erectile dysfunction, infertility, decrease in beard and body hair growth.
Okay.
Decrease in muscle mass.
Okay. All right. So
development of breast tissue.
Okay, now I got.
Now it's just unfair.
Now I got to do something about it. Wait, what? How do I reverse this?
And
just
loss
stop
of
taking
bone
it?
Mass.
Do I just stop taking it? What do they consider a lot? Once a day, once a week.
It says, if you take it for men and women who take it more than 3 days consecutively, you should first consult your family doctor.
Ibuprofen. Oh man, I may have hypogonadism then.
That's what the doctor told me to.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Mm. Well, so you did consult with your doctor. So you're okay then.
For the gout, he said, yeah, you should be able to just take care of it with ibuprofen.
But only take it 2 days. Don't take it 3 days in a row.
But,
he didn't say that.
Watch out for the hypogonadism.
But also buy a bra.
Hey, Rock, nice.
If I ever left my doctor's office and his last thing he said to me was, oh, and get a bra, I would never go back to that doctor again. That'd be my last visit to see that doctor.
Why did you change doctors? Well, he told me to get a bra.
Well, now, the headline
or he might have said, okay, bra.
Ibuprofen use could hinder testosterone production. Could. So...
Do I need to be tested if I'm taking it on a regular basis?
Research concludes extended consumption can lead to, so, didn't say will, always, just suggests.
So should I go back and forth between Tylenol and ibuprofen?
Researchers based their findings on a 6-week clinical experiment of 31 male participants between 18 and 35. So... 18 and 35, you're...
I'm almost double that already.
You might have trailed off since then just because...
Maybe they don't even have data for somebody as old as me.
Yeah.
We don't have it for 57-year-old.
Take it till you're crazy.
Right.
Your testosterone has fallen off so much.
Right,
it won't
that
make
could
any
be.
Difference.
Right.
Yeah, so... It's a headline.
You ever
it's
wonder?
Study.
You ever wonder as you're getting older, am I producing enough testosterone? Because I know guys who have been tested. And it's like, no, it's my testosterone level. So I take, you know, whatever, I get shots, whatever. So I was like a year or two ago thinking, well, get my testosterone checked. Talk to my doctor, and he's fine, we'll check it. Got to do some blood work anyway, you know, it's your yearly physical. So they checked my testosterone, and I was saying, come on, be low. Maybe that's why, you know, you don't have all the energy you used to have and things like
Can't
that.
Can't remember things.
Right, and I'm thinking maybe it's got probably – I'm not producing enough testosterone. No, nah, came
Can't
back.
Remember things. Right. Where'd I put my Playboy? What's that porn password I have?
Right. No, it's perfectly normal. Came back. No, nah, you're fine. You're producing all. I'm thinking. Well, then, no, there's no reason that I can't do all that. I forget and I'm tired and I
an excuse.
Right. And what? Right. Exactly. I was kind of hoping that, like, yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, you know, I'm. I don't have. I have a testosterone supplement.
You mean I just have a dad bod because I have a dad bod?
Yeah. Like Gary on Teen Mom. I think it's like sure he owns now his dad bod shirts.
Really?
Every time. He's got one on. Every
But he's only
time.
Like 24, isn't he, or something?
Yeah, he's not 30 yet.
That's supposed to be, I mean, that term is for like guys that are upper 30s and 40s. And,
so what you're saying is you should not be buying dad bod t-shirts if you're under 30.
If you're in your 20s.
No. In your 20s. Okay.
Right. No.
No dad bod t-shirts.
No.
All right. Well, meanwhile.
I wonder how many guys are out there going, boy. Throw those away.
Some other medical researchers have grown muscles from skin cells.
We knew about this a few months ago, didn't we? That they were doing that in Petri dishes.
Well, they were going to try, and now they have.
This is could be used to help soldiers, right? To lose limbs or something.
Yeah. Whatever you can do with it. I don't think you're going to try and cook up a whole human being out of it, but yeah, if you could use, pluripotent stem cells. What is that?
I just found out about hypogonadism. What do I know about whatever you just said? What is this, medical school today?
Duke University grew the first functioning human muscle tissue from cells obtained from muscle biopsies. So
you need a seed or it's like sourdough bread. You need some sourdough to get the next loaf started, right? So you need a little muscle to get the next muscle started, right? So it sounds like.
Okay, yeah, now we're jumping tracks. I watched some
cooking show. Here we go.
Some bread show. They said the sourdough is like 100 and some years old.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard
because
that.
They just take a little scoop out of the last batch they make
and save it for the next loaf.
Throw it in the whatever the bin.
Yeah,
and that's the same family of yeast.
What have you been making the sourdough bread? How old?
They said like it was some 100 and some years.
Hundred and some years old, and you finished the last slice of sourdough, and you're going, okay, let's make another loaf. Where'd you put that? Where'd you put the sourdough?
What sourdough?
I thought you got it. Oh, my God. So you got to remember. See, it's another thing. You got to remember that when you're cooking. So there's a memory thing.
Sorry, my testosterone's low. I ate the last piece.
I forgot.
Now we're out of sourdough. You see? All because my testosterone from those damn aspirin.
Yeah, here it is. San Francisco's iconic sourdough is made from 160-year-old yeast.
Yeah.
Is that the best yeast in the world?
I'm not a baker. I don't know, but I heard this. I learned this in high school.
If they ran out, they couldn't just go, get some more yeast somewhere else. And
is there some
at the store?
Is it master sourdough?
Somewhere? Can you breed it and send it somewhere else? Like, can you just make a batch?
I don't know.
There's some distillery that sort of leaves their mash out, in an open air, barn.
Mm-hmm.
So the local yeasts can get in there and
so they'll settle into the
brew or whatever. It's a whiskey or a beer.
How'd you like to live in a town where there's so much yeast in the air?
I don't think I would.
Like pollen. Go take a shower. Yeast.
I gotta brush the yeast off my car.